हरिः ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ गं गणपतये नमः ॐ गुं गुरुभ्यो नमः ॐ ऐं सरस्वत्यै नमः ॐ गणानाहं त्वा गणपतिकं अवामहे कपिं कपीनाम् उभमस्त्रमष्टभम् ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पद आनश्रुपण्णोदिभिस्सीदसादनं ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादं शङ्करं लोकशङ्करं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बातरायनं सूत्रभाष्यकृतो वन्दे भगवन्तो पुनः पुनः ईश्वरो गुरुराट्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद् व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहना भवतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनापतितमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः वार्ताय प्रतिबोधितां भगवता नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन ग्रथितां पुराणमुनिना मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैधां अमृतवर्षिणीं भगवतीं अष्टादशाध्यायिनीं अम्ब त्वाम् अनुशन्तधामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणीं नमोस्तु ते व्यासविशालबुद्धे पुल्लारविन्दयदपत्रनेत्र येन त्वया भारततैलपूर्णः प्रज्वालितो ज्ञानमयः प्रतीपः प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैककपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः सर्वोपनिषदो गावः दुग्धा गोपालनन्दनः पार्थो वत्सस्सुतिर्भुक्ता दुग्धं गीतामृतं महत् वसुदेवसुदं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं भीष्माद्रोणतटा जयत्रदा जला गान्धारनीलोत्पलां शल्यग्राहवति कृपेन वहनि कर्णेन वेलाकुला अश्वत्थामविकर्णघोरमकरां दुर्योधनावर्तिनी सुत्थिर्ना खलु पाण्डवैरणनदी कैवर्तकेशवः पाराशर्यवचः सरोजममलं गीतार्थघण्टोत्कटं नानाख्यानगकेसरं हरिकथा सम्बोधनाभोतितं लोके सज्जनषत्पथैरहरहः पेपीयमानां मुदा भूयाद्भारतपङ्कजं कलिमल प्रध्वंशिनः श्रेयसे मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुदः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैस्साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं सामगाः ஞானவஸ்திதத்கதேன மனசா பஷ்யந்தி யம் யோகினஹ யஷாந்தம் ந விதுசுரா சுரகணாஹ தேவாய தஸ்மை நமஹ. தேவாய தஸ்மை நமஹ. ஓம் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணாய பரமாத்மனே நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம். Today we are very fortunate to be in this during our Gita Jayanti. Today I'm going to talk about the fifth chapter, which is named as a Karma Sannyasa Yoga. The Karma Sannyasa Yoga is a continuation from the question which was raised by Arjuna to Lord Krishna, because Arjuna is quite confused when in the fourth chapter, or called as a Jnana Karma Sannyasa Yoga, Krishna talk about knowledge and renunciation. And Lord Krishna said, when you gain knowledge and renunciate, you will burn all the karmas. But in the same time, he concludes the chapter by advising Arjuna to take action toward the Kauravas. So these make Arjuna not able to reconcile Krishna's various statements. He got confused between which path he need to pursue, whether he need to go into the Jnana Karma Sannyasa, or he need to go to the Karma Yoga or Jnana Yoga. Okay, so in the fifth chapter, Karma Sannyasa Yoga, we can divide to three main topics. Okay, namely as a Nishadhyaya, Nishadhyaya, Yogadvaya, Sadhanani. Okay, in these three main topic, what is called as a Nishadhyaya means two types of lifestyles, and Yogadvaya is two types of a yoga, which is a Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga. And Sadhanani means it is a preparatory disciplines. What is the kind of sadhana that we need to do? Okay, so now we will look at it one by one. We will look at it one by one so that we can understand the whole chapter, very briefly. Of course, I can't give you all the full explanation in 40 minutes time which was given to me, but I will try to summarize it and I will give it in a very short way, in whichever way that I can. Okay, the first, as what I have told you before, is a Nishadhyaya, means two types of a lifestyle. Okay, in the Vedic language we call that as a pravarti marga, but in the Lord Krishna's language it is called as a yoga. So that means pravarti marga or yoga. And another lifestyle is a nivritti marga. Okay, so here we have pravarti marga and nivritti marga. Okay, what is the meaning of the pravarti marga? Pravarti marga is a lifestyle of activity in society. I repeat, lifestyle of activity in society is called as a pravarti marga. That means the person who live or do is karma yoga, or actively participate in karma yoga, we call him as a pravarti marga. And the person who withdraw in seclusion, we call him as a jnana yogi. We call him as a jnana yoga or jnana yogi, or we can say that he involved in a jnana yoga, or we say that especially this the person who will be in a jnana yoga will be more to a sannyasis or sannyasa, who involved in a sannyas life. Okay, here the karma yoga and jnana yoga given for you to choose which path that you want to choose. And the person who wanted to go into the karma yoga or the jnana yoga, firstly he must understand the purusharta. We must understand the purusharta. What is the meaning of purusharta? Purusharta mean artha, kama, dharma, moksha. Artha means the person who engaged in just gaining more and more wealth, and he wanted to be happily living in this world. And the second person, the purusharta is a kama purusharta. Kama purusharta means he earned the money and he lived in this world just to fulfill his desire alone. That is called as a kama purusharta. And this artha purusharta and kama purusharta, we can categorize that as a very lower kind of a purusharta. And the third purusharta is called as a dharma purusharta. The person who are practicing dharma purusharta, or as we always know in a Bhagavad Gita, when we talk about the dharma, immediately we will say that the dharma means it is called as a righteousness. But if let's say we go very deep in the dharma, what is the meaning of dharma means the person who practice rituals correctly. That means he must understand ritual, he need to know about the ritual, in and out about the ritual. In and out means doesn't mean that you need to know all the ritual the temple priests are doing, but at least you must understand the significance of it. Okay, and the second one is about your duties in the dharma. In the dharma is it's called as duties. You must perform your duties towards your family, you must perform your duty towards your nation, and you must perform your duty, which is very, very important, we call as a swadharma. And swadharma, we can divide this swadharma to three. What is that? The swadharma is called as based on the kula dharma. Duty based on the kula dharma. And duty based on ashrama dharma. And the third one is a duty based on a varna ashrama dharma. So that means the person who practice this, we call as a is practicing a dharma. And the third one is the person which is called as a ritual duties, and third is a manobhava or attitude. Means you must know. How we define the attitude? We said the person who are practicing yama and niyama in ashtanga yoga, the first which was given in ashtanga yoga is yama and niyama. What is yama? That means he must practice ahimsa, brahmacharya, satyam, aparigraha and asteya. So that means the person who are practicing this yama and niyama, which is a saucha, saucha, saucha swadhyaya and santosha and tapasya and ishvara pranidhana. That means yama niyama, the person who are practicing the yama niyama will becomes under the dharma. And the fourth one is a gunas. He must practice either he must have sattvic guna, he must have the rajasic guna or tamasic guna. The highest is we call as the person who have a sattvic guna will be in the higher place. And this is how we categorize the dharma. So the person who are practicing the ritual, duty, manobhava or attitude or the guna, we will categorize them in the dharma, is practicing dharma. And the highest is when you are practicing a dharma, what will happen is when you are doing everything in a dharmic way, you will be rewarded with the punya. Okay, and that punya you will be experiencing or you will enjoy the punya in this birth or even in the next birth or in many other birth. And the last is a moksha. Moksha means it's a, we call as a mukti. Mukti means we are attaining the highest, which is will be one with the Brahman. One with Brahman means not in a sense of a bodily, but we must understand who am I. Who am I means I am not this body, I am not this mind, and I am not this body, mind and intellect. That means he will attain the highest truth. You will be one with the Lord. The Lord means once you realize your own self, that means you will realize Brahman, and that is called a Purushartha. So in a karma yoga and jnana yoga, the Purushartha play the main role. So if you are going for the moksha, certainly you need to go for the jnana yoga, because the jnana yoga jnanam eva moksha. Jnanam eva moksha means without the knowledge you can't attain the realization, or we call as a moksha or mukti. So in this we said when you understand your aim of your life, it will lead you to the sadhya. Sadhya means what is your ultimate aim. Okay, so it is called as nistatvaya. Okay, and this pravarti marga and nivarti marga was well explained in the Upanishads also. The very the first Upanishad, normally when we learn the Vedanta, the first Upanishad will be taught to us is Ishavasya Upanishad. The Ishavasya Upanishad, the first sloka, he said, ईशावास्यम इदम् इदकम् सर्वम् यत्किञ्च जगत्याम् जगत् तेन त्वग्देन बुञ्चीता माग्रद कस्य स्विद्धनम्. इट्स एक्सप्लेन अबाउट द निवृत्ति मार्ग. निवृत्ति मार्ग वे बाय द निवृत्ति मार्ग सेज दिस वर्ल्ड इज अ सब्जेक्ट टू चेंज. नथिंग इज इट इज एवरीथिंग इज इम्पर्मनेंट, नथिंग इज रियल, इट इज ऑलवेज changing. And when the world is changed, the world is it's a subject to change. Why we say it's subject to change? Because the substratum of all these nama rupa is Lord alone. So in the Upanishad it says the whole prabancha or the whole universe was covered by Lord alone. The Lord alone prevail everywhere. The Lord alone is the truth. And when you understand the world is not real, it's a world is change, it's a changeable, and Lord alone is prevail everywhere, And then when you know the Lord alone is the truth, okay, what you need to do is you need to renounce, because when we understand nothing is permanent, so when we know that nothing is permanent, what you are going to keep with you, isn't it? In that you say, the Upanishad said, you are going to renounce. When you renounce alone, you will understand the truth. When you renounce, what happened? You will understand about the yourself consciousness. When you understand the consciousness, then you know the truth about your own self, about the Brahman, about the Atma. What will happen? Other than your Atma, other than the Brahman, all that become false. So that means you will renounce your wealth also. So wealth means the Kirti, Kamini and Kanchana. These three, when you renounce these three, the self alone will be prevail. So in this, we are talking about the two lifestyle, which is called as a Sankhya and Yoga. So in this was explained in the Sloka 1-6. Okay. And the second part is we call the second topic is Yoga Dvaya. So in the Yoga Dvaya, Lord Krishna teaches about the Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga. So mainly he spoke about the Karma Yoga. Okay. The Karma Yoga, normally we know that this is the first portion in the Yoga Dvaya, the first portion. Lord Krishna is explaining about the Karma Yoga. Okay. We know a person or the Karma Yogi, he dedicates all his physical and mental action to Lord without concern for the result. So, Karma Yoga, generally, we think that whatever action, whatever thing that we are doing, it is called as a yoga. No. When we simply, we are just participating in doing some karma action, and we can't call that as a yoga, because you are not dedicating it. That is, will be more to it will become a very selfish motive. You will be doing it with some kind of expectation, like you are expecting some punya. So whenever you are expecting punya, it is not called as a karma yoga. Okay. So in the truth, the karma yoga means you should do your action, or you should engage yourself in doing some good thing, but with the attitude of without any expectation. Or we can, in a very simple way, the first one is when you do with the expectation, it is called a selfishness. When you are doing it without expectation, it is called as a selfless. That is what we said as selfless service. So here the Karma Yogi will be doing all his action whereby he dedicates everything to Lord and Lord alone, whereby you say that I'm only the instrument in the hand of Lord alone. So when he have the this kind of attitude, whereby he is not expecting anything, so what will be the result when you are not expecting? So when you are not expecting anything, the result will be you'll be getting a mind purification. You'll be getting a mind purification. So when you have the mind purification, then you can discover the true nature. Only the person without with the mind purification alone is qualified to enter to the Jnana Marga. The sloka says karma yogena malam nivartihi, karma yogena malam nivartihi, upasana yogena vikshepa nivartihi, jnana yogena ajnana nivartihi. That means the karma yoga will eradicate all your malas, and the upasana yoga, upasana means all your practice, sadhana, will eradicate your vikshepa, and when you can eradicate all your mala and you will comes to the vikshepa, you will eradicate all your vikshepa. Vikshepa means wandering mind. Only that person alone is qualified to be in the jnana marga. So when you enter to the jnana marga, all your ajnana will be get eradicate. So ajnana nivrtihi, the first thing is what kind of mala? That means mala means impurity. Impurity in a sense of what? Mala. The first mala is a kama or desire. The second mala is a krodha, anger, lobha, greediness. And the fourth mala is a moha, or we call as a delusion. And the fifth one is a madha or arrogance. And the fifth one is a matsarya, it is a jealousy. So it means when you can eradicate all this mala, then by practicing upasana, then you can restore all your mind wandering. Okay. Once the mind wandering, you can control your mind wandering, you are eligible to go into this jnana marga. Okay. So the person who involved in a karma yoga mainly will be the grihasthas. Okay. Here Lord Krishna also explain about the ashrama dharma, whereby we have a brahmacharya ashrama, grihastha ashrama, vanaprastha ashrama and sannyasa ashrama. And among all these ashramas, brahmacharya ashrama, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyas, mainly we talk about the grihastha ashrama. And only the grihastha ashramas, even in the shastra, the grihasthis only will be involved more in the karma yoga. Whereby the grihasthas, in the karma yoga, we will be doing our daily panja maha yajna, like a deva yajna, brahma yajna or rishi yajna, pitru yajna, manushya yajna, buddha yajna. So when a grihastha performing all these panja maha yajna, by doing this panja maha yajna, he slowly is evolving. That means he purify his mind. Okay. And this person, he can choose whether he want to be a lifelong grihastha, or he want to go to the vanaprastha life, or he can take up a sannyas also in a later part. So all this is a comeback to the purushartha. Okay. A person who understands about the life, that means he know about the moksha, or he knows about the nirvana or mukti, he after some period of time by living a grihastha, then he will enter to the vanaprastha. That means vanaprastha means preparing himself to be a sannyas. Okay. After that, he will go to the sannyas life. Okay. And this was explained in the sloka 7 to 12. Okay. And the second portion in the yogadvaya is called as Lord Krishna explained about the jnana yoga, or the jnana yoga is in the chapter 4 we said jnana karma sannyasa. Okay. In this, how a person can establish himself in the jnana yoga? Lord Krishna says, only through the shravanam, mananam and nidityasana. Okay. So in the shravanam, mananam and nidityasanam, explaining about the wise man, whereby he only revel only on a Brahman. A wise man, he don't think about the worldly or material. He don't have a material thought at all. For him is a only Brahman and Brahman, whereby he is very happy with the Brahman. And here, for you to be in the thought of a Brahman, as what I have said, first he need to freed from the impurities. For him to become or to attain the Videha Mukti or to become a Jivan Mukti, he need to overcome or you need to wash away all his malas. That means, as I have told before, he need to eradicate all his Kama Krodha, Lobha Mada Matsarya and Moha. So, for him to attain the Videha Mukti, first he need to get rid of all his malas. And a person who get rid all his malas and also the vikshepa, he will attain or enjoy the infinite ananta. Okay, infinite ananta means what is the infinite ananta? The infinite ananta is the bliss. Like we said, sattu chitta ananda, satchidananda. Sattu chitta ananda means sattu is a sat means it's called as existence. Chit is the wisdom, and ananta. Ananta means the ultimate happiness. So here the wise man, he will, by having the shravana, by listening or even by studying, that means he will listen to the talk or he do his own swadhyaya. By doing his own swadhyaya, so he can or also by having a good satsanga, satsanga with all the great gurus or with the learned person, because the satsanga in a Bhajagovindam, in Bhajagovindam Adi Shankara Bhagavan said, satsangatve nisangatvam, nisangatve nirmohatvam, nirmohatve nichalatattvam, nichalatatte jivan muktihi. So the meaning is, association with the good leads to non-attachment. That means, when you are having a good association alone, you can get yourself detached. Detached from whom? Detached from this material world. And when the non-attachment arose, freedom from delusion. That means, non-attachment arose, freedom from delusion. When there is no detachment alone, then you can eradicate your delusion. And when you can eradicate your delusion, freed from delusion brings steadfastness. That means it will give you a vairagya. Okay, when there is no delusion, then only the dispassion comes to you, the vairagya comes to you. And when there is from steadfastness comes jivan mukti. That means when you have a vairagya, then only you can attain the Videha Mukti or you can become a Jivan Mukti. Okay, so that means a person who attain the Jivan Mukti, he will be always in the infinite ananta. Okay, that means the Shravanam and Mananam. Shravanam, that means you listen or you have a good satsanga, and also the Manana. Manana means you analyze it. Okay, by analyzing which is truth. By a discrimination power. Okay, by that alone you can attain the Jivan Mukti. Okay, so here this was explained in the sloka 13 to sloka 21, and the final one is sadhanani. The third topic in the chapter 5 is sadhanani, or we can say it is in English we call that as a disciplines. Okay, in disciplines we are going to look at on this qualification. Okay, qualification of vairagya, qualification of vairagya was stressed by Lord Krishna. Okay, discipline, when we talk about the discipline, always when we need to do in our daily sadhana, okay, daily life, we need to do our sadhana. Okay, So Lord Krishna emphasize on the sadhana. This is your qualification, for you to become a Jivan Mukti. So here the sadhaka who can discriminate, between the real and unreal, who can discriminate the real and unreal, and the person who can impulse the kama and krodha, he alone can enjoy, enjoy the life of a Jivan Mukti. That means here the sadhanani means in another word we can call that as a nidityasana. The earlier I have mentioned about the shravana, manana and nidityasana. So here the sadhanani or the disciplines, it's very much more to the nidityasana. So here when you practice the nidityasana, and how you are going to practice your nidityasana, we call as a sadhana or sadhanani, the disciplines that you have, and for you to have the discipline, what first you need to do is you need to discriminate which is real and which is unreal, and also in the same time you need to practice or you need to get rid of all your kama krodha or all your malas. So here in this the sadhanani was explained by Lord Krishna in sloka 22 and 23, and in sloka 24 to 26 Krishna talk about videha mukti. Videha mukti means the jivan muktas, the person who have attained the mukti, we call him as a jivan muktas. What is the qualification? How a jivan muktas will be? He will be reveled in themselves. He will be living with the happiness by knowing his own nature, about his own atma. And the jivan mukta will always have a very pure minded person. He is a very pure minded person. And also the jivan muktas have a, we call as a paraspara anbu, or in Tamil we call as a paraspara anbu, or in English we said he have a love towards all living beings, like in a Panjamahayagna we said Bhuda Yajna means he will have a love towards all the living beings. And the fourth one is he don't have any doubt about the knowledge of Atma, or doubtless knowledge of the Atma. So this is a quality of a Jivan Muktas. That means he always will be happy with his own self. He's a very pure minded person. He loves all the living beings. And the fourth one is a doubtless knowledge of the Atma. And the person who have all this quality, or he alone will attain the oneness with the Brahman. How you will attain the oneness? As what I said, the topic name is a sadhanani, discipline, or discipline we said as a nidityasana. Sadhana, in a generally for a Vedantin, we will advise them, or the Shastra always teach a person to practice this nidityasana or practice the sadhana. So here Lord Krishna explain all this in the sloka 24 to 26, and lastly Lord Krishna explain about the instruction on meditation, in the sloka 27 to 29. So here in our fifth chapter Karma Sannyasa Yoga, mainly we spoke about three main topics which is called as a Nishtadaya Yogadvaya Sadhanani, or Nishtadvaya means two types of a lifestyle, which is a Pravritti Marga and Nivritti Marga, and Yogadvaya, two types of yoga, which is Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga, and Sadhanani means the disciplines, or generally we call as a Nididhyasana. So this is what Lord Krishna explained in this chapter 5. So as I was given only 40 minutes, I have taken I think roughly around 40 to 42 minutes. Okay, with that I will conclude our today's lecture or talk, and I like to thank the organizing committee for inviting me to give a audio talk due to a COVID pandemic. Okay, I like to thank everybody for your hearing. With that, I conclude with the Shanti Mantra. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamataya Purnameva Avashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. May God bless all of you. Hari Om. That's it.